Okay, let's begin Yerushalmi, Erevin, Daf Yud Aleph, as we continue here in the first Perek, in Perek Mavui. Perek Mavui, Shugavah Lamala, Me'asr Mama. As we know, the rules and regulations of how to kasher a Mavui. But along the way, we get rules and regulations about general Mechitzas, Korez, and Lechis, V'chulu, which are Pesachs, as we have discussed. The Mishnah said on the last Daf, on Daf Yud Amid Beis, what happened if somebody is stuck? There's a shayara, meaning they're stuck in the middle of traveling in the desert, in the valley, wherever they are, and they want to be able to create a mechitza around them. So then you could take your clay behema, you could take your saddles and all the kalim, and build a wall around a makeshift wall. But the makeshift walls are okay as long as it fills the requirements. Well, the requirements, the Mishnah mentioned three requirements. Number one, it has to be 10 tefachim high, right? And that's the it has to be omed merubah laparetz. You have to have more standing space than airspace, and there also cannot be a pirtza that is more than 10 amas wide. Right, those are the three requirements for for the mechitza around. Again, this is not talking about Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach, you could have, there's no omeid, Ruba Laparetz. It's just parets, but that's the chiddush of the structure. As we spoke about a couple of days ago, the Tzuras HaPesach, which is a konamikan, v'konamikan, v'kon al gabehen, there were those that said you need a tzir or a hinge or a, just not the door, but the hinge where the door goes on, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin that you just need two kanes and a kana on top. The kanes on the side have to be somewhat sturdy, we said, but the kana on top, it could be even made of gemi, even made of something very flexible and not strong. But yeah, it has to stay there. It has to stay there in a regular ruach. So that was the Mishnah that we mentioned. So the Gemara now says, on Yudim Abbas, Shayara, Shachanis Babika Vachulu, Ravacha, Bashem Rabbi Chazdoi, Laminit Shacha, this Mishnah that tells us that you're allowed to build this, surrounding area with the clay behema, Laminit Shachulu, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the Chiddush is according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Why? The Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Amar, because he's the one that said, on tomorrow's daf, Bezer Shem, on daf Yud Beis, call Mechitza, Shainish, Shalseshi, Vishal Arev, Eina Mechitza. He holds that Mechitza generally has to be both vertical and horizontal. You can't just have horizontal planks. You can't just have standing vertical lines, even if they're within three tefachim of each other, right? Even if it's a lovewood, right? Without, if you don't have that, then it's nothing. But even if you have that, you need the mechitza to be made of both vertical and the horizontal shesiva arev. The language shesiva arev in halacha terminology often means a cross. Shesiva arev. In Hilchos Avodah Zarah in Yaradeya talks about bowing down or bending in front of a shesiva arev. Right, that's the language as it's called. Remember, we mentioned those Gemaras in Maseches Avodah Zarah that even Maris Ayin of Kriya, if somebody's money, they drop money in front of a Shesiva Arev, one is not supposed to pick it up in the normal way by bending down. He's supposed to just go down straight and pick it up that way. But that's the language. But that's the horizontal and vertical. The real Shesiva Arev really comes from the loom. As we have discussed in Maseches Shabbos, the different threads that go in the opposite directions. So Rabbi Yehuda says, generally you need a mechitza made up of shasiva arev in both directions. But here he agrees. Here he agrees that because it's a shayara, they don't have any other choice, and you're just trying to make a makeshift mechitza so that one would be able to carry on Shabbos. He would agree here. Modehu acha, he would agree. Vatani Kane, he also... We learned in a brisa, bakal osin mechitzas, right? You're allowed to make mechitzas with anything, and we assume this is even according to everybody. This is the Tosefta, afilu ukfin, afilu avitin, afilu gemalim. Even with ukfin, the ukaf, the saddle of a camel, afilu or of another animal, afilu avitin. Avitin is a pillow, the car under the ukaf a camel, afilu gemalim, even camels themselves. Again, this would be like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that you can make a mechitza with a live animal. Ubilvad, the brisa ends off, as long as shloye benukaf l'ikuf l'ikuf malu ikuf, as long as you have, as the Mishnah said, omei brubal aparts, that you don't have between each ikuf, between each saddle, you don't have the space of an ikuf, ben avit la'avit malu avit, ben gamal l'gamal, kimlo gamal. Right? You don't have the space in between, so you have omei meruba ala parts. The post can talk about if it's exactly equal, you get different impressions, if it's omei equal to parts. Right, but this brisa sounds like you have to have omeid meruba ala parts. Obavad shlo yeh omeid Just one more line, and then we'll talk about from before. If you set this up with the saddles all around the area, you're allowed to have some empty spaces, as we said. They can't be 10 amos wide, and you have to have omid rubal aparetz. But the Braisa says you shouldn't have the empty spaces opposite each other, because then you can like walk straight through, and that's not a closed off area. So you shouldn't have the omades across from the omades and the parts connected parts is ela omade connected parts uparets connected omade. That would be better to have. Adkan the Brisa of the Tosefta from here in Erevin. The fact that I use these items to create something halachically effective does not give these items any level of kedusha, right? We know that different levels of items that have kedusha, the Braisa in Maseches Megillah in the Bavli, they talk about Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says there, Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakin, Tashmishei Kedusha Nignazin. Tashmishei Mitzvah, after you use them, you can throw them out. And Tashmishei Kedusha have inherent permanent Kedusha, you cannot. Ve'elohed, what are these examples? Tashmishei Mitzvah, Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, Tzitzis. Right, all of those, once they are finished being used, then one could discard them. One could even burn them. Shouldn't burn. Why should you burn a shofar? You have to treat it properly. But if you're doing a mitzvah with burning anyway, so then we say, one can, and that's the idea of burning one's lulavim with the chametz. There's no mitzvah to burn a lulav. You're not allowed to burn a lulav. It's terrible. Well, you should discard it in an appropriate way. No, but once I'm doing a mitzvah, burning the chametz, so then, you know, once you use the item for one mitzvah, you can do it for another mitzvah. But you're not burning what you always make sure. They're not burning the lulavs. We're burning the chametz, and we'll help using the lulavs to help burn the chametz. Right? So that is tashmishei mitzvah. Ve'eloi tashmishei kedusha, dulus kemi svarim, tfilin, umezuzos, v'tikshal sefer Torah, v'natikshal tfilin, v'ritzu osehen. Right, anything having to do with tefillin and mezuzah and sefer Torah, those are tashmishei kedusha, ritzuos. That's interesting. The ritzuos of the tefillin, anything the talis bag, the tefillin boxes, the tefillin, that all is connected to the ksav of Torah. The ritzuos are used to make letters, right, and that's why the tefillin shel rosh has more kedusha than the tefillin shel yad, because the tefillin shel rosh has two shins and has the straps in the back that make the letters. So and also four parshios, but the Gemara is mechalik between these two categories of items of Kedusha. But what we're talking about here, even though you're using them to create an effective area, lachorah, it doesn't even have the status of a tashmishei mitzvah. Now, it's no mitzvah to be able to create this area to carry, right? You happen to be using it to do something halachically effective, but it's not, doesn't reach the level even of tashmishei mitzvah. Remember the Rav Soloveitchik's beautiful idea relating to the mitzvah of kavura. Mitzvah of kavura. In other words, a mitzvah d'araisa to bury, right? Ki kavur tikbrena b'yom ahu, ki kiel asa l'kim talui. The context of the mitzvah of burial is by chayvi mises bezdin, right? Even by a chayvi mises bezdin, there's a mitzvah of burial. But it applies, obviously, to every Jew. The din d'araisa is to bury every Jew. Where does that mitzvah come from? So you might say it's just part of the mitzvah of v'yatzo rechal kamocha and part of the larger category of bein adam l'chavero. Right, we do all the other mitzvahs, but this is the only one that has a pasuk in Chumash. Right, Hachnasas Archim and Levayas Hameis and all the other mitzvahs that the Rambam says in Hilchas Avel that they are all mitzvahs derabanan under the larger rubric of Ahavta Reicha Kamocha. They don't have a separate pasuk of Chiyuv. There are Ramazim. There are Ramazim, the Gemara in Sota, has the Ramazim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did these actions. So we're supposed to do these actions. But it doesn't mean that that's a chiyuv, right? The Kikavar Tikbrenu is understood as a mitzvah saseh. But these other ones are just a Ramazim. Remember the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Masechta Sota, which talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing all of these actions. Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph says the Gemara, we have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be like him, by the four actions. How could you follow Hashem? That's not a mitzvah d'araisa to be malbish arumim, but it's part of the indirect mitzvah d'araisa of a hatolach to bedrachav. Afatal bish arumim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu biker cholim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu nichem avelim, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu kavar mesim. right? So those are the four. So those aren't mitzvahs daraisa, but they're drabanan. But here, by kvura, it's a mitzvah daraisa. So suggested Rav Soloveitchik, maybe it's based on the idea that every Jew has the status of tashmishe kedusha, because every Jew is connected to the ksav of Torah, so he's no worse than a mezuzah box, right? And therefore, just like every Jew learns Torah and is connected to Torah, that's why there's a mitzvah of kvuras Yisrael. And even if you have a Jew, he explained, that never learned anything in their lives, but in utero, we all learned with Torah, with the Malach, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore every Jew has that connection. The mitzvah of burial kvuras akum, that's based on the Darkei Shalom and the other mitzvahs. Again, it's something that we do, but it's not the same level of mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, one other ha'ara. Maybe we could have two other ha'aras, but camels. Right? We're talking about you can even use camels. There's an amazing ha'ara by the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar in Parsha Shmini that talks about the pasuk. I think other Bali Musar make this point also, but I think he's one of the earlier ones. The Klei Yakar, right? The chief rabbi in Prague, the Darshan after the Maharal, says the Klei Yakar, if you look at Parsha Shmini, where we have the halachas of kashrus mentioned, so it says, this animal you can't eat, this animal you can't eat. So it says, the gamal, the camel you can't eat, is not kosher. Why? Because it chews its cud, but it doesn't have split hooves. So the Parsha Pshat is that, even though it chews its cud, which is a siman of Tara, but it doesn't have split hooves, that's why it's tame. But if you look in the language, it sounds like it is not kosher because it chews its cud. What do you mean, because it chews its cud? Choosing its cud is a good thing, right? So why is that mentioned as part of the reason of not being kosher? So Klei Yakar says, no, it's even worse. If you have two signs of Tumah, everybody knows you're Tumah, right? But if you have one sign of Tara, as if to kind of trick and say, look, I chew my cud, right? And then that makes it worse, just like the flip side with the pig, right? The pig has split hooves, but doesn't chew its cud, right? So that's why he says, you know why a pig is not kosher? Because it has split hooves and it doesn't chew its cud. Right, that's part of the simin of tuma. Ubirin inyidzeh says the Klei Yakar. Shesimin tara shebekulan mosif tuma al tum asan. The simin tara is mosif tuma. Kedarach she'amru be'esav. Like I just mentioned, like be'esav, Esav is compared to a pig. Shenimshal lachazir sheposhin is slafav. It picks up its hooves. Lo aharos ki'ilu kasher v'tocho male toch umirma. V'zemore al kol mi she'ein tocho kebaro kemidas hatzvuim. Those that hide their real nature, hamarim is atzmam kisheir veheimag b'li safek guruim min harasha hagamur shetocho ubaru shavin l'ra'a. Somebody who is clearly evil, so there's nothing, no tricks. Therefore, you know it's harder, it's easier to stay away from. But one of these simani tara, if you have one siman tara, that makes it worse. Aval pisha call me this eloin and strichem bebehemos bekamakam hemolidim tchuna ra ze begufa ochlam. Right, the messages of these animals, the tummy animals, go to the eater. And then he quotes, other remuzim to this in the psukim in Navi and Ksuvim that relate to the Dalid Malchias. Okay, good. We can talk about Mishkav Azov, but not for now. Let's continue first. Says the Gemara, Nimseis Omer, Nimseis Omer. So now all of a sudden we're switching from a Tosefta here in Erevin to a Mishnah in Kilayim, and a discussion that we had in Kilayim, comparing, we're talking about Mechitzas by Erev and Shabbos, so now we're going to compare that to Kilayim. Remember the world of Kilayim, specifically Kilei HaKerem, the five categories of Kilayim, one of them being Kilei HaKerem, a vineyard, right? If one has a vine, one has to separate vegetables or grain from the vine, right? There's no Isser of planting fruit next to a vine. I can plant an apple tree right next to a vine. But the Isser is by Tfuah and Yerakos. So if it's a vine, I have to be six Tvachim away. If it's a vineyard, if you remember, I need Avodas HaKerem four Amos away. Four Amos away. So what happens if I have a wall? If I have a wall in between, then it's okay. I can go right next to the wall. And if I have a wall in between the vineyard and the vegetables. But what if I don't have a wall? What if I have a halachic, symbolic mechitza? Does that work? So here we go. Nimseis Omer Lenin Kilayim. So again, regarding Kilayim, Kalapachos, we have the different categories of breaks, of walls. Kalapachos Mishlosha Kesasim. If I have a wall with vertical or horizontal, right, within three tvachim, so that's Lavud, Kalapachos Mishlosha Kesasim. That's Ki'ilu, it is closed up. And therefore, you could have Kilayim, so to speak, on either side even by the open spaces, less than three tefachim, and you're okay, because that's considered ki'ilu, there's a wall there. Kalabad b'shlosha kesasam. B'shlosha v'arabah, if it's between three and four tefachim, the openings, if the openings are between three and four tefachim, so then it depends. Ima omed rab ala paretz, as long as you have more standing than open spaces, then mutter, then you're allowed to plant, even keneged the open spaces. Vima paretz rab ala omed, but if you have more open spaces than omed, then also that you can't even plant next to the sasum. Kilo, there's no wall there. If you have paretz omed, paretz rov, then you can't plant at all. So that's between three and four tefachim. May arba v'yad eser. If you have between four tefachim and ten amos, so then ima omid raba ala paritz mutter. So then if the omid is meruba, so then it's mutter totally, because again, it's considered closed off, even keneged the, it's mutter keneged everything. Ima paritz meruba ala omid. So then if the paritz, if you have more open spaces, then it depends. Keneged a omid mutter, keneged a paritz usser. That is all between four tefachim and ten amos. We discussed this way back in Kelayim. Yoser meyaser, but if you have a space more than ten amos open, then that ruins it. As we said in the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Avo bisha omid rabba la paritz, even if the omid is more, can I get omid mutter, can I get a paritz usser. Can I get omid mutter, but not can I get a paritz. That is all regarding Kelayim. Avo l'inyan Shabbos, but regarding Shabbos, it's one category less, as we'll see. Regarding Shabbos, kalapachad b'shlosha kesasim, that's equal, right? Less than three is lavud, both in kilayim and in Shabbos. Mishlosha v'ad arba, me'arba v'ad eser, right? Category two and three are the same. It's not separate, but three and between three tzvachim and four and ten amos. So then, ma'omid rabba laparitz mutter, v'imparitz rubba la'omid asur, and yoser me'eser, avabisha omid rubba laparitz asur. So the difference between Shabbos and kilayim is the category of between three and four tzvachim, whether that's its own category. That's the Brisa. Rabbi Hanani, Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Pazi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, less kam mishlosh v'arabah. Rabbi Yochanan does not think that three to four is a separate category in the Brisa. Take it out. Less kan, take it out. Yish kan pirtza shlosha, in kan makam arba. Right? If there is a pirtza of three tvachim, but there isn't board that is four tefachim wide. If the omeids aren't four tefachim wide each, they cannot combine to form the wall, says Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore he takes out that category. Takes out that category. You have to have the boards at least four tefachim wide. Says the Gemara, finishing up, Hesav Rabiman of Hatataninan. But didn't we learn in Tamar's Mishnah, Makifin Bakana? Right, we also had it in our Mishnah about using clay behema. But it says you're allowed to be makif with reeds. Kana. Those reeds aren't three or four tefachim wide. The kana yesh lo makom. Does a kana have any minimum width? Right? So how could Rabbi Yochanan say you have to have the boards of four tefachim wide at least? Right? Because if they're not four tefachim wide, then they won't be halakhically significant. Amar le, lo tisiveni pachos bishlosha. Shkala pachos bishlosha kasasam. No, that Mishnah, on the tomorrow's daf, the reeds, if you don't have three tefachim in between the reeds, then its kilu is closed off. Then obviously you don't need boards that are four tefachim wide, because the whole area is considered closed, because the air spaces are within three tefachim. That's lavud. Rabbi Yochanan said, I was making my comment, if you're not working with lavud. If you're not working with lavud, you have air spaces of three tefachim in between, then your boards have to be halachically significantly wide, which is four tefachim, right? Which is the minimum shear of a rishus. That's Rabbi Yochanan shita. Therefore, don't ask me from the reed case. I think where it just ends off, Rabbi Yossi Barbun B'Shem Rav, Rav argues on this, Mikal Makom, right? In any of the cases, right? Even if they're more than three tefachim, and the boards are less than four tefachim wide, still, if you add it all up, and Mikivin Shomid Mirab Ala Parutz, Mutter. If the Omid is more, Mutter, and that is what, the halacha seems to be, based on the brises that we quoted. Again, this is all, Kilai Ha Kerem. We'll see. Comparing various areas of halacha, it's not always so pashut. As we'll see, we'll wait to talk about that. That's on the top of Amud Beis, where the Gemara talks about it beferish. But remember, the kilayim, this is only one type of kilayim. Right? There are five categories of kilayim. Right? Kilai akarim is not the same as kilai zeraim. Kilai zeraim is just the mixture of seeds. Right? The planting, maybe midaraisa you need b'mapolis yadia to plant them together. But kilai zeraim has different shiurim for what's required separately. Right, according to some achronim, it goes by, unusually, it goes by how it looks. Right, unlike kilei akerem, which has formal requirements, like we said, six tefachim and four amos, when it comes to kilei zeraim, It might have to do with, does it look like Kilayim? Right? Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin on a Daraisa level. Right? You could have two fields that are very close to each other, that it's not going to be a problem. Remember the cases of Rosh Tor, the Mishtayas and Kilayim, you have two fields that are like pointy diamonds that are touching each other at the corners, but they're clearly two different fields. Right? Two, clearly, that's Mutter, even though they're right next to each other. That's only because it's Kilay Zroim. Kilay Akerem, one would not be able to have such a category. And then, of course, you have the Kilay Begadim, which we call Shatnez. That's in the last paragraph of Kilayim. And then the two categories of Kilay Behema, the cross breeding and the cross working. Both of those are Isurei D'Araisa. Okay. We continue. Says the Mishnah. Makifin Shlosha Chavalim. So as we said, if you're stuck, you could use the animal kalim, the ukfin or the avitin. So we could also use rope, right? And this is what's done sometimes if somebody's in a pinch, somebody's in a bind in the army. You have to make an eruv quickly, so you get string, you get rope, and as long as they're within three tfachim of each other and from the ground, you start from the ground. You do one rope across horizontally within three tfachim of the ground. The next one within three tfachim of that rope, and you keep going up as long as you make it to 10 tfachim, which is the minimum height of a mechitza, as we said, that is allowed. So, makifin shlosha chavalim, zulam alamizu, v'zulam alamizu, uvash lo yeh bin achevel lachaver shlosha tvachim, as long as there aren't three tvachim within each level of rope. Shir chavalim ovyan yoser al tefach, and the ropes themselves, their thickness altogether should be a little bit more than a tefach, shiakol asar tvachim. So if you add all the airspace and the width of the ropes, it'll be 10 tvachim. Right, and that's mutter. As we're talking here, every wall, every mechitza has to be at least 10 tvachim or more than 10 tvachim high. Hapachos mikan lo, less than 10 tvachim, there's nothing to talk about. That's not a mechitza. Vitani kein, and we also learned it in the following brisa. Hevi dofan shel shiva tvachim. If somebody has a wall, a board of 7 tvachim high, v'higbio min haaretz pachos b'shlosha mutter. Let's see, you have a 7 tefach board. So how are you going to make that into a wall? So you have to raise it. If you raise it and it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, then you're good. Because you have within the 3 tefachim is lavud, then the board is 7 tefachim. So that also reflects that 10 tefachim is the minimum height. Minimum height. Good. Says the Gemara. Taman. On tomorrow's daf, we say, Taman at Amar Kalapachim Bishlosha Kasasim. Right, within three tvachim, it's like love and it's closed. Vako at Amar Kalapachim Bishlosha Kasasim. And in our Mishnah, with the ropes, right, we said, within three tvachim, you're good. Love it and it's considered closed off. In at Bo'i Makashaya, if you want to ask a question, Hachim Kashi, this is where I would ask a question from. The following Brisa, and we're going to flip the girsos here. Hey, Vidofan Shel Shisha Tvachim Vikal Shehu. Right, if you bring this is the girsa of the Karbana Eidai. See on the top left, this is his girsa. If you have a board of 6 plus, a little bit more than 6, tvachim, v'igbiyo min ha'aretz, and you lifted it off the ground, arba tvachim, chaser kol shehu. What you can do is you have a board that's a little more than 6 tvachim, and then you lifted it off the ground a little more than 4 tvachim. Right, so that's the girsa of the right the carbon A. The Haki Arsinan, Hevidova Shalva Tvachim Kalshu, the Gibbon Aris Abar Tvachim, Chaser Kalshu. What is the din there? There's no lovewood to the ground. This is the way that the Mefarshim explained the question. You're 4 Tvachim off the ground, right? A little bit less than 4 Tvachim. It's more than 3. But it's O made Maruba la parts because you have the board that's 6. Is that good enough? If it's outside of Lovud, but it's Omeid Merubah Laparetz. That's the question of the Gemara. Would that be a good enough wall? Could you use the airspace? So Gemara says, well, maybe it connects to something that we mentioned already a few days ago. I'll mention it again. Yeba ki demar Rabbi Yochanan ha-Omeid v'achalam mistarfen barba. Remember our case when you have the pit and you have the dirt that was dug out of the pit and the dirt is now piled around the rim of the pit. If you have the top of the dirt is 4 tvachim wide and 10 tvachim high, then it's a Rosh Hashanah by itself. But what if it's not? It's not that wide. But if you add together the surface area on top of the dirt and the surface area in the pit, all together you get 10 tvachim across. Rabbi Yochanan says you could do that. You could add those air spaces as long as, remember what he said, as long as the omeids are merubah. V'ushi ha-omeid rabba lachalal. So what do you see from that halacha that we quoted back in Masechet Shabbos also? Rabbi Yochanan allows you to count airspace as long as the omed, what's there, is the majority. Like that's by the pit, by the surface area on the dirts around the pit, as long as that's wider than what's the surface area in the pit, you could do that. So Gemara is assuming so to here, even though it's not within lavud of the ground, right? It's within 3.5, not 3, but because the board is 6+, right? So the omid is meruba, so this would be good enough to be a mechitza, Fine. Period. We continue. Reb Shimon ben Lakish b'shem Reb Yehuda ben Chananya. Noatz arba kanim ba'arba zavios akerim. Once we're talking about kelayim and Shabbos, let's continue. What happens if I take four poles, I surround a vineyard with four poles, right? Is Tzuras HaPesach going to help by kelayim? So if I surround the vineyard with four poles, the kasher gemi milamala, and I tied a reed, basically, I made a Tzuras HaPesach, matzah mishem peya. It saves mishem peya. We're not talking about peya here as the peya as the mesechta. Peya here means braided, and the braided string on top of the boards of the poles, that would be good enough, right? And therefore, that's what the Rabbi Yehuda ben Chananya says. Tzuras HaPesach would help and save by kilayim. See the carbon eidah shem hayu gafanim betoch chalal hakanim. If the vines are within the space of the kanim, mutter lizra samach lohen. Chutz l'mechitza, you could sow right outside of them. Right outside. Kiditznan, hayageder b'intayim, just like if there is a fence surrounding your kerem, so too, this is like a fence. Zesomech legeder mikan, zesomech legeder mikan. Right, that's what he says, pay, the word pay is called midi demakif, alo megin, right, that's called, peya, it's parallel to the peya that we say. Okay. So that's Reb Yehuda ben Chananya. So it's a Pesach, imaginary doorways around Kilayim would help. Rabbi Yochanan says, I beg to differ. Kimechitza Shabbos, Kimechitza Kilayim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, they can't be so wide. Kimechitza Shabbos, it can't be wider than 10. It can't have such a mechitza, right? Some say this means you can't have wider than 10 amos, right? For Tzuras HaPesach, you know, the Mishnah says here by Shabbos, you can. It's not going to work by Kilayim. Right, the Karbon Eidah says maybe in general. Kimechitza Shabbos, kacha din lekilayim. V'kiva de l'Shabbos lo havi mechitza v'as l'talta besocho, ho adin lin kilayim lo havi mechitza. Right, maybe for Shabbos, it wouldn't be good enough, again, if it's wider than 10 amos, according to this day. Again, we said that's against the first Mishnah. But Rabbi Yochanan, there's something Rabbi Yochanan does not like about these Tzuras HaPesachs around the kilayim. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'll tell you even a story. Ma'isa shalach Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Don't you remember the story? The Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, le ginagad, the herei usada achas, u beis chaverta is nikres. They came to a field, which was called beis chaverta. Vayusha pirtzos yosem yeser. They were pirtzos more than 10 amos wide. And what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Karcha do? He started fixing it. Vayanotel a'im v'sosem. He was taking wood. In ayin and sadi switch in Arabic, right? Eitzim and aleph and ayin. Visodi is closing it up. Dukuran and visosim. He was putting poles in. Achemiyatan pachas meyaser. Right? He didn't think that you could have these Tzuras HaPesachs wider than 10 amos. So Amar kizu kemechitza Shabbos. And just like I'm doing here for the kilayim, so too for Shabbos. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you see from that story that I am correct. Meaning, Tzuras HaPesachs don't work for wider than 10 amos. We paskin it does. We paskin they do work, like the first Mishnah said in the Masechta, but this is a machlokas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda ben Chananya. Let's just finish a little bit and then we'll talk about comparing. Rav Zira, Moder, Shimon Lakish. I say Rabbi Yehuda ben Chananya. It's Reish Lakish, but Shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Chananya. So it's basically a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Zira, Moder, Shimon Lakish, Linyan Shabbos. Shein peya matzel yosem yaser. Reish Lakish agrees in Shabbos that it can't be more than 10. Reish Lakish was only saying it by kilayim, but by Shabbos maybe he agrees. Amar Reb Chagai masisa amrakeid, and maybe our Mishnah would reflect that. Why? Remember our Mishnah, you can have the ropes within three tachim of each other. One second. If you can have a Tzuras HaPesach without any limits, just one, even wide, covering an opening wider than 10 amos, so what do you have to make the three levels of ropes? Why don't in our Mishnah you just have the top rope? Have the top rope. You obviously upped anyway. So just have the top rope. Make it serve as a Pesach. Why did the Mishnah suggest that? It must be the Mishnah's talking about a case where you want it wider than 10 amos, and that's why, they couldn't do it in that, they couldn't do it in that way. Couldn't do it that way, period. If you look in Tosfos, in, Erevin here, Tosfos in Erevin here on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, Hoel, we paskin, that Tzuras HaPesach does help, for sure it helps, less than 10 amos. Or asking now, Machlokas, Amoraim, what about wider? But as Tosfos there, V'im Tomar, Hoel, Hadi Tzuras HaPesach, Bichol, Dalad Ruchos, if Tzuras HaPesach helps from all four sides, says Tosfos, Im Kim Gabi, Pasi Biros, Lama Hutzruchol, Arba Diyumdin. We'll get to this in the next parak, right? When you have, when you want to enclose a well to allow your animals to eat there, why do you have to use these types of pasi biros, these types of boards? V'lo avishari el behema. Just do it Tzuras HaPesach. V'gabi shayara nami in our Mishnah, right? If Tzuras HaPesach really works, basically what our Gemara here in the Yerushalmi proves, oh, you see from here, it doesn't work for more than 10 amos, Tosfos asked it as a question. Why can't you just use Tzuras HaPesach in our Mishnah? The Gabe Shiranami, I might sorach shlosha chavalam zela malamise, o kan in pachas pachas begimel, yasu Tzuras HaPesach, midalad ruchos. Vyomer ri, so the ri answers, what would our Gemara answer? Well, it's more than 10 amos. No, but we'd say we paskin that it's allowed. So, v'yesh lo amar Tosfos answers, vyomer ri, lefi shaloayim miskayim kolkach, mishum da asu gamli vishadile. Maybe they couldn't get it that tall and the camels would come and knock it down. Right, and that's why they couldn't do it. V'gam b'kal yachal lipol beruach she'edem mitzuya. L'fisha hayu tzricha lagbiyo min agamala ma'nechnasim sham lishtos. They'd have to make it very high and it wouldn't be stable. Again, our Erevs could be very stable. We make them taut, we nail them in. So, v'chem b'shayara, v'otem b'shayara in lahatir k'mo b'chatzir sh'bukav l'tira, v'cholu and Tosfos continues talking about this. But again, Tosfos has the kasha that our Gemara here brings as a raya. Okay, there's more to talk about in terms of comparing Kilayim to Shabbos. Just mention maybe one line. Reb Chaim has a line in the Gracha L'Rambam where it could be that for other areas like Kilayim, you need a mechitza. While Shabbos, you just need a hekif makom. And sometimes you could come up with cases that are considered surrounded, even though it's not a mechitza. Certain cases of, he has kitusei mechta shiure, where something is considered burned. So in itself is ki'ilu, it doesn't have a shiur. But it's already, it's good enough to create heck of makom. He has that, nafkamina. Maybe we'll start with that by the Shem next time. But that's the Reb Chaim. So to be compare Shabbos and Kilayim doesn't always work. The Gemara assumes, but it could be that there are different requirements. One, a din in mechitza, one, a din in heck of makom. Okay, we'll stop here.